Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. And we've got our period. Just kidding. Well, Emma does.
I do too.
Yes, yeah, I was like, let me not like put Sanique's like uterus business out there, but yes.
Mm-hmm. No, it's okay. I think it's important that our listeners know my cycle.
I mean, it's their right to know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, but yeah.
It's not, but like, I don't know, if any of you work for the government, then you might think it is your right to know. Well, so I'm letting you know.
You know, that's what happens with those like Clue. Speaking of fucking Handmaid's Tale, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Talk about, like, everyone was like, oh my gosh, yay, Handmaid's Tale is back. And then instantly all of us were like, fuck, we forgot how this show was.
Damn. I know. It's literally the only show that I can't binge before a new season starts. Oh, I just kind of like, I have to go off of a memory. Like, I think I remember what happened. Like, I can't rewatch that.
Exactly.
Like, especially that show was abusive.
Like, in so many ways it's abusive, and also like this season they're like kind of touching back on like stuff that we like were learned in like very early seasons, like because of like you know, like before Gilead times and stuff, and I was like fuck, I forgot about all that drama. But yeah, it's definitely like I know someone was asking me, they're like, should I like binge watch the show? I'm like, no,
I made that mistake because I just got into Hulu a few years ago and season two was starting, and I was like, oh, let me like watch binge a show before so I can watch it. I binge it. I just moved to Chicago at the time. I was living by myself. Oh, girl. This is in my dark apartment. It was so scary. I was so worried. Like, I like, could not sleep that night.
You're like, oh my gosh, there's no man here to take care of me. Like, I'm definitely going to be handmade next.
Yeah, they're really like, talking by myself, and they're like, oh, perfect. Handmade. I'm like, no. I'm like, but no. I have a Martha.
I can make some good bread. Come on now.
But I could try. I'm a Martha. Come on. Lord, how are you doing?
Oh, well, I was telling Sadiq this, listener, but I accidentally got a little bit drunk before this recording. It's Taco Tuesday here in China, and I was like, started. Yeah, those pitcher margaritas snuck up on me. And I was like, oh, what's happening here? So I was like, Sanique, hey, let's push back 30 minutes. I'm going to try to sober up a little bit. I'm currently like trying, you know, when you're like, okay, sober up. Let me like eat something to like absorb the alcohol. I'm currently eating dried strawberries. Because I was like, let me, like, buy some healthy snacks. Like, go into summer, like, you know, eating fresh, you know, light things. So you don't feel so, like, heavy walking around while you're sweating. And this is what I get now that I'm trying to, like, instead of getting, like, some, like, I don't know, Cheez-Its or something.
I mean, I'm happy for you that you're, like, you're going the healthy option. However, not the best option for, like, soaking up the alcohol. Like, I wouldn't, my first thought wouldn't be, like... I know, dried strawberries. Like, I'm thinking, I would say like a carb usually, but hey, to each his own.
I have carbs, but nothing really seemed appealing. Again, it's like when it's this hot out, it's getting very hot out here in Beijing. And as one of my close friends said, Chinese people have a very complicated relationships with air conditioning. Meaning, as an American coming from America, where it's just like, if it's hot, I'm gonna make it cold, and it's gonna stay cold until it's cold out again. We're gonna turn on the heat. In China, it's just very different. It's never the cold. It's never the right temperature for me when I walk into a room, and so pretty much all day I'm just like uncomfortable until I come back home. So when it comes to like eating things. I very much like I when it's hot out, I need like fresh tasting things, like greens, like not even salads, but just like, you know, like sandwiches. I want like a heavy soup or like a greasy thing, you know, like I want something like a little bit lighter. So I don't
you should
like...
make Do you like gazpacho?
I don't know what that is. Like, I know that thing, but I also don't know what that thing is.
It's like this cold Spanish, like, tomato soup, which it could be off-putting to some people, but it's actually really lovely when it's, like, summer. Because it's, like, okay. you still get full, but it's, like, cold. So, it cools you off a little bit. You put, like, like tomatoes. There's, like, cucumber in it. And, you know, cucumber is always, like, nice and cooling.
Yeah.
It's a nice little summer treat.
Yeah. Luckily, in China, they have a lot of, like, kind of, like, cold dishes. But... yeah, I didn't have anything at the ready when I got home. So I was like, dried strawberries. That sounds good. Let's soak up this pitcher of margarita you just drank. So, otherwise, I'm doing well. Summer vacation is almost here for me. I have about a month left at my shitty ass job. And my shitty ass kids, because they really are shitty. Today was a very shitty day, but...
oh.
Otherwise, doing well. Ready for hot girl summer. I'm just, like, ready to pop out, you know?
I think we all are. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But how you doing, Sanique, on this lovely Tuesday morning for you?
I'm okay. I've been better.
Yeah.
The last week I had family over, which was nice. Facing my mom and my sister. This morning, I'm on my period. I'm eating peanuts. I hope my mouth sounds aren't as that, like, irritating to you. But I just, like, really, like, need something salty. Good. But I'm okay. Like, I'm just kind of, like, you know.
Yeah, I feel that.
I have a meeting after this. So, right now, I'm wearing my robe. I did take a shower and, like, brush my teeth and stuff. So, like, all I have to do is really just change into something, like, a little bit more comfortable. It's like, no, business cash. Yeah. I have to change for, like, a Zoom meeting that I have in, like, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's a nice, like, reprieve, though.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Reprieve? I don't know. But it's a nice way to...
right.
Yeah. It's a nice thing to do before having to, like, start working and stuff.
Yeah. It's a nice, like, kind of, like, social... like, I mean, you're just talking to me, talking about Degrassi, but, like, kind of, like, little tiptoe into, like, social interaction before, like, a kind of, like, you know,
a more serious thing. Yeah, because I was, like, I don't want to do the meeting right now. I just feel kind of, like, gross and, like, I'm not, like, really in the mood for it. But I was, like, you know what? No, this is good. Because I can talk to my bestie.
Mm-hmm.
And we can laugh a little bit. And then I'll just kind of smoothly transition into my meeting. Maybe I'll tell them about Degrassi. Maybe I'll plug the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll plug the cast.
Plug the cast.
Yeah. But do you have anything you wanted to, like, read or something before we jump into these two episodes?
All right. So, from a year ago, from, I believe this is from friend of the pod, you might recognize squirrel friend Amanda, from Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom, and... you know, she's been on our podcast before, as well as many other podcasts that she has. She's amazing. She gives a review. She says, thank you for this. As a Canadian living in the US, I recently was thrilled to find that this classic show is available on Amazon Prime. So immediately I searched for podcasts recapping how amazingly awful and perfect this show is. Kind of mad I found you so early because I can't binge, but I'm excited to go with you on this journey.
Yay, and Amanda.
I know. That was, like, pre us even, like...
I remember when I found that, I saw that review. Amanda, if you're listening, I fangirled hard.
Yeah.
I'd been listening to her podcast for, like, over a year at that point. And I was like, oh my god, it's Amanda. Mm-hmm. Amanda knows us. But, hey, you guys need to get on Amanda's level. Leave us a review, okay?
Mm.
Please, because it's good for validating us. And also for the algorithm.
Exactly.
Okay. Do we want to jump into the episodes?
Oh my gosh, yes.
These are
good.
Let's
do it.
The episodes and these peanuts.
yes.
They're, like, perfectly roasted and just, like, salty and, like, delicious. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. Episode 9, Coming of Age, air date December 16th, 2001. With his parents working constantly, Jimmy starts to spend all his time at Ashley's, which leaves her feeling smothered. Meanwhile, Emma learns her mood swings are not just because of stress when she gets her first period.
Mm. Also, on a side note, we are definitely growing up. I remember this is also one of the first episodes I watched at your sleepover party.
Damn, how many episodes did we watch?
I mean, it was during the every episode ever Degrassi Marathon, and we stayed up to, like, so late watching all of them. But like we were probably watching probably watched like 5 episodes that I can remember, but I remember this one was one of them. And what's one of the ones from last week that we recapped, I remember was one of them.
When JD pretends to be gay?
Yes. Yeah, and then this plot line I remember as well when Emma got her period, because I was like, what the f-? Like, that, I remember thinking, like, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Like, my 7th grade brain was like, which today Lauren's brain, I'm like, that would be pretty bad to be wearing a white skirt and have that kind of leak. But yeah, like, my 7th grade or 8th grade brain was like, well, I might as well just die. That's as bad as it's gonna get.
Just take me out of pasture. Shoot me.
Exactly. And I was like, wow, there's a whole show about this. This is amazing.
Wow, there's a whole show about my anxieties. Love this.
Basically.
We'll be back after a quick break. But in our cold open, Terry, Ashley, and Jimmy are on their way to school. And Jimmy's turning 14. His mom is making a big dinner for him, and Ashley's invited. But Ashley tells Terry that she's tired of Jimmy. Well, when they get to school, he leaves. She's not saying it's in front of him. He leaves, and Ashley's like telling Terry that she's kind of tired of Jimmy coming over to her house every night for dinner. And really bad sign. She compares Jimmy to her brother. And I'm like,
not Toby.
Not Toby.
Of all the people, she was like, listen, Toby's not looking so bad now that Jimmy's here all the time. Like, I don't know.
Rough. The girls are taking a love quiz, which, classic. I mean, who hasn't been there, like, magazine out?
Yep.
Taking a little quiz. Jimmy comes over, and he's like, just, like, all on her, like, oh, my girl, like, ooh, I want to know what you're thinking of. And she's like, go play. Like,
okay, but the thing is, the way that you're playing it, like, saying it, makes it seem so much nicer than it actually was. He was like, he was kind of like very middle school of like, hey Ashley, hey Ash, I want to come hang out with you. it was like I want to know what your inner heart is thinking or some shit like that. It's like, oh god,
barf. Very cringe. Like, it's so cringe. But she's
and Jimmy's friends are like, hey, you gonna come play? And he has the choice to go play basketball or stay with her. That's when it's like even worse.
Yeah, especially because it's like it's Ashley, Terry, and Paige, right?
Yeah,
they're taking like a girly quiz, and like Cosmo, he's like, no, I'm gonna hang over here. It's like, no, go play. Like, no one wants you here. Exactly. So he asks her if she wants to hang out tonight, but she lies. She's like, oh, actually, I have a girl's night with Terry. Right, Terry? Right, Terry. Terry's like, damn, bitch. So he can't hang out tonight. And he's like, oh, all right. In the media immersion room, Emma is getting annoyed that Sean and Manny are talking about astrology, which I'm like, girl, the guy you're into is into astrology. I think you should listen. Like, let's do our charts. Like, what is wrong with you?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I love Emma in the scene because she's just like, she's so much that person that's like way too, I feel like this is a very Liberty moment where she's like, I'm focused on getting into university and you guys are just playing around with astrology. We're supposed to be studying astronomy, like, you fucking idiots, like, get it together.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, she's not picking up. It's like, listen, girl, your crush Sean is putting down some hints. Let's get our signs lined up. Let's make sure the stars are aligned so you can get finger banged. Like, let's get this shit popping, okay?
But you're right.
Yeah,
she's being like so. Oh, I think this is also when we confirm that Manny is Filipina, like, because she says, or is it Filipina? Because he asks where she's born, because he's like doing the star chart, yeah. And she's like, "I was born in Manila," and it's like, I was like, ah, okay, now we know. I mean, I knew this already, but like this confirms it. She gets mad and she storms off, and they're just like, what's her problem?
Yeah.
So in class, Emma fails her test, or she thinks she fails it, and she blames her friends for it. And she says, I want a career in something other than horoscopes.
But like,
if Emma hadn't been so annoying, she could have invented the CoStar app and been very rich.
Thank you. Like, today Emma would have been like, oh man, she would have had at least 5 crystal businesses, like whatever the new version of life coaches where you like hire someone to like, it's like a version of like life coach and then also like a numerologist type shit. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, if I'm gonna get on my side little soapbox, all of the kind of new age, very hippie, it's not even new age because it's been
around for like ever.
Yeah, the hippie resurgence happens every so often. Numerology, astrology, all the crystals and natural healing and universe healing. Guess what, white people? You've appropriated it all from people of color. It's been in our cultures for centuries, and now it's becoming popular and monetized. So just needed to say that, by the way.
Yeah, if you're Gwyneth Paltrow, you can just Goop it up. Oh my god, Emma would have done so well with Goop. She's like skinny and blonde.
Oh yes, she would have. I mean, Emma probably created Goop before Gwyneth did.
Yeah, because you know Gwyneth hates fat people. She would never hire anyone who's fat.
Never. Never, never, never.
Gwyneth Paltrow's the worst. Remember when she was like, I'd rather do crack than to serve my children instant noodles or some shit?
It's like, girl, you weren't living.
I'm like, first off, crack is kind of fun, according to that one doctor who says that drugs are bad.
God, that fucking guy. I was like, oh no.
Is but also like,
yeah, I do heroin in my free time.
I mean, but he's still way more successful than I'll ever be. But like, Emma would have like loved Goop.
Oh yeah.
So Ashley and Terry get to Ashley's house and they're like, okay, girls' night, woohoo, and we have our snacks. It's gonna be so much fun. But Jimmy is there playing b-ball with Toby. And that Shake That Groove Thing song is playing again. Whenever anything hip-hop, anything like urban's happening, it's just like, Shake That Groove Thing.
Oh, Jimmy is playing basketball in the same scene? Double urban. Let's get that hip-hop going.
Shake That Groove Thing. Jimmy is staying for dinner, too. And this is not Please Ashley. When they get in the house and Terry like awkwardly excuses herself and she tells her mom that she's like sick of Jimmy coming over every night, but her mother, whose name is Kate, I did not know her name until now, is like, she feels bad for Jimmy because she's like, he's home all the time by himself, like his parents are never home, so she like, she feels bad and she wants to like feed him. Yeah, it's very like the Blind Side. She is Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I mean, is it never not the Blind Side when any white family is like, poor little black boy, let's help him, let's bring him in, feed him, clothe him.
Yeah, at least it's not radio.
Oh god,
that movie's so bad.
Good.
Emma's is at home watching soaps and she's eating Ruffles, which I was like, oh, that looks so good. I love Ruffles. Are like the best chip.
Oh yeah,
because like they're the best vehicle for dips.
Yeah, there's more surface area with the Ruffles, and they have a stronger crunch.
Mm-hmm. And they're sturdy, so you can put as much French onion as you want. Yes. I might get some Ruffles and some French onion dip today.
Are you a plain Ruffle with a dip, or are you a flavored Ruffle person?
Oh, I'm a plain Ruffle with a dip, because I figure, like, I really want, like, I'm really here for the dip, so I don't need anything to kind of, like, confuse the dip, okay. You know? So I'm going to get like a plain Ruffle with a French onion because it's usually the best.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I, growing up, didn't really have any dips. That wasn't really in our house growing up, but I love a flavored potato chip. And Ruffle potato flavored potato chips are key because they have more surface area, and then there's more flavor that gets into the crevices, so you get more crunch, more flavor. Mm-hmm. And the best Ruffle flavor chip, and you can fight me on this one, is the sour cream cheddar one, which is the only time you can get it is in the Ruffled ones. They don't even make it in a plain potato chip. It's only in Ruffled.
Those are pretty good. When it comes to other types of potato chips, I'm a big fan of, I'm like the saltier the better. So I love a salt and vinegar chip. I know that's really controversial.
I know, like, a lot of people, the roof of your mouth, but like,
I know, yeah. I know some people like hate salt and vinegar chips. I think they are. Plenty of people hate salt and vinegar. A lot of people hate salt and vinegar. I don't even want to get into those people because like they're just they scare me. But I think they're good. But anyway, little chip tin. If you guys want to send us chips, we're at P.O. Box. So, no, we don't have one. Should we get P.O. Box? You send us chips? I don't know. Tell me. Yes. She's watching. Okay, I'm sorry. The actress's cry face is so funny to me because all she's just like squish her face up. There's no tears. I'm crying. This is like crying. It doesn't help if they did like a full close up. So I'm like, pull that camera back a little bit because she's not convincing me.
And they definitely did a kind of like quick back and forth to kind of like get some like eye drops in, because at one point she doesn't have any drops. Like, oh no, I'm thinking of Jimmy. But I think either she was really crying or they got the way the editing was, I was like, either that's really welling in her eyes or they put it in there. Because her face acting is not great.
It's not. But honestly, like, this is me when I'm on my period, when I'm PMSing. Like, I really do just like find the darkest, the saddest movies. Like, when I tell you, like, I'm not even trying to be funny when I'm on my period. I will watch like Hotel Rwanda. Like, I want the saddest thing on ever to happen, Selena, and I want to watch it.
Only the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I just watched the last 10 minutes for a week. And I just cry and I cry. And honestly, you know, okay, that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to get some Ruffles with French onion and I'm going to watch like that Anne Frank movie that they played on TV, and I'm just going to cry forever. That's what I need to do.
Yes. Mm. Titanic. It'll be good for me. Selena, like,
and I only want to watch specifically when the movies I watch, the sad movies, they have to be like based off a true story. I don't want to watch like Atonement. Yeah. I want to watch like actual shit that happens. It heightens the sadness. I'm like, this is real. This is real pain that I'm experiencing. That's what I need. Yeah, I'm a sick fuck. All right, so. But Spike's not having it. She's like, these shows are designed to make you feel bad, Emma. And I'm like, well, yeah, I think it's what she likes. She wants this feeling right now. Exactly. I want it too. Like, don't like come in here to be like, let's go shopping. I'm like, no, I want to, unless we're shopping for my casket. I want to be dark right now. Like, let me be depressed. Like,
let me fantasize about my funeral and all how sad everyone's going to be when I die. Just let me be.
Yeah, she's like, I got tips. Let's go retail therapy. I was like, no, unless we're going shopping for like the blackest of black. Like, I want to go buy a Victorian widow's dress with a veil. Unless we're doing that, then fuck off, mom.
Yeah, give me a nice little like two piece pantsuit where you're gonna bury me, because I assume like, you know, like old ladies are always buried in pantsuits.
Wait,
in the casket.
Oh, you're envisioning yourself as an old woman. I like that you want to be buried in a pantsuit now. I was like, Lord.
But also, it's just like, that's how I envision it. But like, if you die early, then you still just get buried in a pantsuit. I like the idea of that.
No, you don't have to wear a pantsuit.
I know, but I
unless like you want to.
I like the idea of like being dressed up in like a church lady, like nice little like feathered hat and like a pastel Easter pantsuit.
Like, that reminds me of this like one tweet I read, and the guy was like, when I die, don't waste your money on my funeral, bury me loose. It's like, bury me loose, like, what?
Yeah, just let me go with let me just go into the dirt, please.
Mm-hmm. Just throw me into like a garbage pile. Mm-hmm. So Emma They're like, they just gone shopping. So they're walking the mall. Emma's like, oh my God, my sweater goes with everything. It goes with my white pants and my skirt and my dolphin pants. And she's like telling through her whole thing. Yeah. And they have ice creams. This is important. So they have ice creams. Yes. And this man.
Oh my God.
This scene pedophile. Was triggering. He says, I like a lick of that. And I'm like, what the fuck? So Spike is like, excuse me? And he's like, I like a lick of that, of your ice cream cone. Sue me. Yeah. And he like walks away. And it's so, I'm like, but who hasn't? Who hasn't had this happen to them? Like, I haven't had this verbatim happen to me.
Right.
But just like the grossest thing. Like, men just be saying some wild shit to you sometimes in public. It's crazy.
And the like, show, like, producer's and director's choice of, like, this man. Like, he is quintessential, like, creepy-looking man overall. Like, he could literally be, like, a teacher. But, like, in the context of him being creepy, he, like, is 10 times creepier just because of the way he looks. And then, because he's, like, a young guy that kind of has, like, an older face.
Is he young? He's like middle-aged, right?
I feel like, but I also feel like if someone would be like, oh, he's like 40, I'd be like, really?
I mean, I'm like, gonna be honest with you, I never know how old white people are.
No.
I can't tell.
It's impossible to know.
It's never impossible to know.
Because it's like, is this gonna be Jennifer Aniston or one of the other people from Friends? I don't know. How old are they? You know? This man in the show is like, for some reason, he's wearing, like, a full-on suit, but, like, somehow, like, creeping at the mall with, like, nothing to do. And it's like, why are you wearing a suit? Where are you supposed to be, sir? Like, and so, like, that just adds, like, a level of creepy. He's, like very much, what's that guy, the guy, Dirty John, where he's just, like, wearing scrubs everywhere. But he's, and so I feel like this guy is, like, I wear a suit everywhere, but it's, like, you have... Like, you don't have a job to wear a suit to, but you're, like, trying to, like, paint yourself as, like, this, like, business figure. But it's, like, you're just, like, hanging out at the mall, like, midday, like, creeping on people that are, like, licking ice cream cones. Like, you're
Yeah, it felt fucked. Like it was, like, early evening before dinner. Like, it was, like, after school. Yeah, I was, like, what the fuck? So he says that nasty shit, and she's like, Spike really goes off. And I'm like, good for you. She's like, no, you're disgusting. She's like, when you say this to women, it makes us uncomfortable. And he's just like, lady, I was just joking. She's like, no, you're not joking. Yeah, like, you're talking to me, my daughter. We just came here to have a nice time at the mall, and your creepy ass comes fucking creeping out. So she, like, goes in. But Emma's, like, embarrassed because her mom is, like, making a scene. But I'm like, no, fucking cuss his ass out. And she pulls – oh, sorry.
No, that's what I was going to say,
Spike pulls Emma away, and she's like, don't ever let a guy make you feel bad just for being female. And I was like, fuck yeah.
This reminds me so much of my mom, because I feel like I was Emma in the sense that, like, my mom was very, like, outspoken about, like, things that, like, were embarrassing or, like, not, like, go with the flow, kind of, like, cool teenager mom. And so I remember just, like, there's lots of moments where I was just like, oh, she's so embarrassing. But then, like, as an adult, I'm like, oh my gosh, mom, you are the only rational person there. Thank God for you. like, for example, I don't know if you've been watching this. There's a new Vice on Vice TV. There's a new docuseries about the DC sniper.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's really good. It's called I, Sniper, I believe.
Where can I watch it?
On Vice. So it's just, like, every Monday on Vice, the channel on cable. I don't
know how to get that on cable.
But I think you probably watch it, like, online stream or somewhere. But
okay.
It's very good. It's called I, Sniper. And it's, like, super scary because, like, obviously we were growing up in the area, like, I think in fifth grade. And, like, knowing it was kind of scary but not really knowing, like, the day-to-day, like, how terrifying it was. And my mom was telling me, I was asking her about it recently. I was like, yes, yeah. So, like, what was that like? And she's like, oh, yeah, I remember there was during that time when, like, the DC sniper was, like, on the loose. My Girl Scout troop was supposed to go camping. Like, it was like we were supposed to have a night out camping, like, at some zoo. It wasn't, like, the National Zoo. It was, like, a smaller zoo. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go. And my mom was like, hell no, we're not going camping while some
they still sniper's had it? On the loose.
They still had it, and my mom Whoa. Was like, was like, we're not going to that. And I remember thinking, like, at that time, being like, oh my gosh, my mom's so lame. Like, why can't I just go camping? Tell me why. With the, like, the truck stop, like, it was, like, the highway that the zoo was off of. Mm-hmm. Like, it was also, like, the highway that the rest stop that the snipers were finally caught at. Like, they were probably caught, like, maybe 20 miles away mm-hmm. from the zoo we were supposed to be camping at, like, within, like, a few days. And my mom was like, see? Look at that. Who was right?
Well, that's surprising they would still have it, because I remember when that was happening, they canceled, like, all the sports games and stuff. Like, everything got canceled. Because I have, like, pretty, like, vivid memories of, like, people's, out, because it would have been, it was fall, so, like, soccer games and stuff, like, yeah, soccer's in season, like, they would, and football games and stuff in the area were all canceled, because, like, we can't have people just, like, outside, yeah. You know?
But, yeah. If COVID has taught us anything, that people don't care.
So I know. Your mom is smart, at least. Like, I know. She has sense to be like, no, you're not going to. Yeah, but
I remember kind of at that time, like, she was kind of seen as, like, the kind of, like, overcautious, like, kind of, like, overdramatic person. Like, you know, like, the type of people, like, would see Spike's mom as being like, oh my gosh, come on. Like, he was just joking. Like, why do you have to make a scene about it? It's like, no. Like, he's being a fucking creep, and I'm going to let him know about it. Like, this is not okay.
And she set a good example for her daughter. Because who's to say if she would have said that if she was by herself? But I think it's really important as, like, as a woman, like, as a mom, if that happened to you and your daughter. Like, well, given you do, well, also safety, because sometimes you kind of have, like, it sucks. Because we have to ignore these things, because, like, you never know. People are fucking crazy. Like, you know, but good for her for, like, saying something.
Setting an example. Mm-hmm. And, like, being like, or just, you know, I think in the moment, you know, it's public space. They're in the mall walking.
Yeah.
So I think it was kind of like the thing of like, hey, like, I'm gonna, you know, teach this motherfucker a lesson, tell him how it is, and Emma's gonna realize.
Mm-hmm. So later back at Ashley's, she's saying goodbye to Jimmy, but she turns to Toby and she's like, you can't keep asking. We found out that the reason why he stayed over for dinner is because Toby asked him. And she tells Toby, like, you can't keep asking Jimmy over to dinner every night, which she's right. Like, I guess Toby, like, and Jimmy have a relationship, but it's like, yeah, it is her, like, her boyfriend. Like, stop doing that. And and she's like, she's feeling suffocated, and she's talking to Terry about this, and she's like, honestly, I'm ready to break up with him. And Toby is shocked. And I was like, he can't go through another divorce. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. Toby's been through so much. Like, he, like, drops a plate, and he's like, he's, like, triggered, like. Toby, go get a girlfriend. Like, something weird.
Toby is the true victim of this entire episode, being like, I can't be torn apart by another couple breaking up around me and, like, me being in the middle. I can't. Like, it's not.
Toby really centered himself in this situation.
But this entire episode with Ashley and, you know, like, her kind of feeling invaded in her home space and, like, someone that you're so, like, he's like, it's your boyfriend, like, she loves being around him, but then, like, when you're around someone so often, and then they kind of step into your own space, it reminded me so much of the episode of Pen 15, when Anna comes to stay with Maya, and Maya, like, doesn't know how to act, she's, like, starts acting out, and, like, becomes, like, a total bitch. She's like, what are you doing, like, in my house, like, doing my things with my family, like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, like, Ash, I totally get where Ashley's coming from. Like, that would be, like, shit, I live with my partner, like, in, like, it's, like, we need alone time sometimes. It's, like, especially after the last year, we've been in the same house for, like, a whole year, just the two of us. Yeah, you need time to kind of, like, do your own thing, you know?
Yeah.
Do your own thing. Do your own thing. That's how the song would be. So Emma's at school, and she's showing off her skirt to her new little outfit to Manny. She's a white skirt, which is important.
Yes.
And skirt. Yeah. Toby is watching Jimmy wistfully as he's getting silly drinked. He's just, like, looking at Jimmy like, you don't even know what's coming, boy. Look at you laughing. You about to get dumped and you're laughing, and he doesn't know. So Toby pulls Jimmy aside, and he basically tries to hint at Jimmy about Ashley. And it's like, Jimmy's not stupid, right? He's like, wait, what did Ashley say? Is he trying to break up with me? But, like, this scene was weird because he's like, was he trying to intimidate Toby? because he comes off as very intimidating, not because he's black, but because he's very tall and he keeps walking towards Toby and Toby's like backing away from him. So like, is he supposed to be like intimidating in this scene? Was that meant to be
the situation? Like, when he was trying to get information out of Toby?
Yeah.
I guess kind of. Like, I think it was kind of the dynamic of, you know, obviously him and Toby are like having this kind of like buddy-buddy like basketball thing going on. But at the end of the day, Jimmy's like, listen, I can still fuck you up. Like, give me the information.
Yeah.
I think it was like kind of just like that kind of like switch of being like, okay, Toby, like, you know, like in dynamics, like when families, when like siblings are getting along or like friends are getting along, and then it's like, okay, now tell us what's going on. And they're trying to, but they're like, okay, but you got to give us the information. Like, you know, the intimidation kind of comes into play just because of the power dynamic. But right. I don't think it was so much of like, I think it was probably like a little bit of bad acting probably that came off so intense.
Yeah, it was like, it came off like really, I was like, is he going to fight him right now? Like, what's going on?
Are you going to punch choice. Toby?
Like, he has glasses, don't. But Jimmy catches on that Ashley wants to break up with him. And I'm like, Toby, why would you say anything to him on his birthday? Of all the times you would choose to spring this up, maybe not his birthday, you dummy.
I know.
So Emma and the gang are sunning themselves outside and they're talking about Jimmy and Ashley. Sean walks over and Toby and JT leave. And he's like trying to be like, oh, like, what does he say? He wants to do something with her. Like, oh no, the astrology thing comes up again, right?
Yeah, so Sean is so cute in this episode. He comes up and he's like, hey, Emma, I'm really sorry about earlier. Like, because I think he was kind of snippy or like kind of like being a smart ass when he was like looking up astrology and Emma's trying to study for astronomy. And so he came up and he apologized first. And then Emma's like, no, like I was kind of being obnoxious too. Like, it's fine. And then he was like, and then she suggests like, oh, like maybe you could read my horoscope like later before class, like kind of like a little like cute little like meet up later. Like, we're going to have a connection because we're cute and we like each other. And then that's kind of the setup of like when she's about to stand up.
Right. So so she gets up and Manny notices something on her skirt. And, like, makes her sit back down. I'm, like, good friend. Manny's, like, the good best friend. She's, like, she grabs her. She yanked the shit out of this girl.
Yep.
Who's, like, three times bigger than her. She's, like, fucking bubbles her to the ground. Not really, but to her seat. So, like, she's, like, no, like, you know, whatever. So, Sean leaves. And Manny is so cute because she's, like, hyperventilating. She's, like, what do we do? She's equally – I love the friendship because, like – it's so accurate to this age and like being like your little best friend because you are so like invested in your friend's crisis that like you are also like, this is happening to us. Like, we just got our period. Like, this is a big deal. Meanwhile, Terry and Ashley are talking about when Ashley should dump Jimmy. But he comes over. He's like, yeah, don't come over for my birthday. And she's like, no, of course I'm coming. But he leaves. And we get Manny and Emma walking in the hall, and Manny is very conspicuously holding this folder behind Emma. It's so funny because the height difference, like, Emma has to kind of, like, bend her knees. And he's like, it's actually really good physical comedy. I'll give him that.
It's very good and so just, like, cute. Like, I just love how – I love this entire storytelling of, like, a girl getting her first period. Because I feel like, number one, it hasn't been told very many times, like, in teen television before. Like, it's just not, because like why ever talk about women and women's health and things happen to women? and I love that it was kind of like, it's very like comical and just like this kind of like quirky like back and forth between her and Manny and like the physical comedy of it and how like Manny's so cute. She's like they get to the bathroom and Manny's like, I don't know, I feel like we should celebrate, like you're finally a woman. And I loved that so much because I feel like it's I don't know, I feel like it's kind of And we talked about before on the podcast how it's like, it's obviously getting your first period. Like, everyone knows, like, girls that have their period, when they got their period, who was the last one to get their period in school. So it's kind of a big deal at that age. But I love how it's, like, very much like a very mature kind of mindset around it, where it's just like, oh, yes, like, look at this thing to embrace. Look at you go, Emma. Like, come on, like, get into it. I love that.
It is cute. I think especially because Manny doesn't have hers yet. Because she says it, yes. Like, when they're, like, doing, she's like, this hasn't happened to me yet. But it's, like, so cute. And, like, oh.
fucking, like, the most modest little mouse Manny.
Yeah.
It's she so... just, like, comes full out. Oh, my God. It's so entertaining. Yeah.
They're so cute. They're, like, I think the casting of the two of them as friends is so they're so cute. Yes. Like, they're just cute. Like, I love this.
Exactly.
But Ashley tells Toby to tell her mom that, like, you know, I'm not coming home tonight. I'm going to Jimmy's for dinner. But Toby's like, oh, like, so you can break up with him. I'm like, Toby, shut up. And he, like, tries to guilt Ashley over wanting to dump Jimmy. I'm like, why are you in? Once again, why are you involved? But he gives a whole, like, oh, our parents gave up. I'm like, we're not married. We are literally 13. Like, why are you?
This is my first boyfriend.
You don't throw. It's Toby's first boyfriend too. He's like, you can't just throw people out of your life. It's like, Toby, like, you need to stop. Like, you're doing too much. Back in the bathroom. Okay, so I'm convinced that Paige has IBS because the number of times Paige is either going to the bathroom or leaving the bathroom on this fucking show, it's like, yes. Homegirl got a shit all day. Like, even she's not that, okay.
She's very much like, she's constantly walking in and out that stall. Or she's like, you know how for so long I just think of like the Amanda show. Remember they were like, the girls' room. Mm-hmm. That one skit they would always do. And I feel like I remember growing up, like watching TV and movies, thinking that like the girls' bathroom would be more of a scene, than, like a place to be than it was. Like, again, one of those lies that I was just taught, being like, yeah, like. Like, the girls' room, like, that, like, in between classes and, like, during lunch, like, if you weren't in the girls' room, like, get the fuck out. Like, you weren't anybody. And yeah. I feel like Paige is trying to make that a thing. And no one's following suit.
And she's the only person. I also remember, like, in high school, like, middle school and high school, like, they would be very, like, big on monitoring the bathrooms, though.
Oh, yeah.
And making sure people weren't crowding.
So small.
Yeah, and also, like, people aren't crowding in there, like, basically. Because if you are, then it's like, oh, they're, what, they smoking in the girls' room? And it's like, It's not 1950. No.
We were at the Pink Ladies with our little cute little satin jackets smoking out the window. I want that life.
That wasn't so fun. So she, Paige walks in and notices, oh, we didn't mention, like, okay, the amount of blood that Emma has on the back of her skirt. I'm like, that is not a first period. That's a lot of blood. Also, that's like a... It was,
when they showed it to us, it was like fucking glistening and wet. And I was like, what the fuck?
I'm like, you didn't feel that, Emma? Like, that's a lot.
This is the exact conversation I remember watching, like, laying down on my sleeping bag, propped up on my elbows at your sleepover, being like, this bitch didn't even feel that. Like, come on.
Well,
now.
I think it's pretty cool they showed it, because a lot of times when the shows I have seen where girls get her period, they never show it. It's always just talked about. Like, they'll come out of the bathroom and be like, oh, I got my period. Like, they never show it. So it's like pretty cool they actually showed, like, that's what a period looks like, except it's like not her, it's her first period. Like, you're probably not gonna be like she's hemorrhaging right now. She should go to the hospital.
Yeah, like, you need to see a doctor, girl.
Like it was like glistening, like, babe, like, ew.
That's not healthy. That's not okay. You need
it's
to go
not.
See someone.
But Paige is like, oh, first time, and gives her a pad, and
it has wings.
Yeah, she's like, it has wings.
I remember that being a commercial for, like, a while, like, when they would advertise, like pads and stuff, they'd be like, it with wings. And I was like,
because wings
times
are
where, like,
right. Have you ever used a pad without wings?
Like, when I first started, my mom had them, and I was like, what kind of shit is this?
They,
like,
are terrible. They literally always leak. Like, they are the worst. Like, because it's just, like,
just stuff some toilet paper down there. Jesus.
Literally, because of the way they are, they're not secure. And also because, like, well, they're in, like, your underwear, so just naturally, like, there's gonna be shifting.
It's getting folded up.
Creased it got up. Always got folded up. I was like, what the fuck is this? You know what's also like so barbaric to me? My sister, which I guess is probably better for the environment. My sister would have like the cardboard applicator tampons. And I remember when she gave me a tampon, I was like, Tanya, what? What do you like? Do better. I was like, I'm not using that. Like, what is that? I know the plastic ones are not good for the environment, but I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not using that.
If I have to bleed every fucking month, I get to be comfortable. Like, I'm
going to treat myself.
Easy. Oh my God. I remember coming to an age when I was like, started treating myself to like the high end, like feminine products. And I was like, what have I been doing with my life? Like, just suffering.
It really is life changing when you can pay for your own tampons and get the kind that you want.
Yes.
That's actually one. I suffered
with wingless pads for a while, thanks to my mom. So she also had, we had different periods, so she didn't understand my pain.
Yeah. That's like one thing that like when people talk about like brand loyalty, feminine products are like one like highlight. Like I use the same products all the time. I'm an always girl.
I'm an always girl. Flexi foam, bitch. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you use Kotex ever? I don't.
No. Tell me why I tried. Here's how I was trying to save the planet. Fucked me over. I tried to use those like 100 like those better like even better for you like they're like have like less
oh the cotton
toxic
ones.
Shit in them. Oh no. No, that's tell me why I was like this. I feel like I shoved cotton balls up my vagina, and they're just sitting there.
And it's too bad too because like that is one thing I will say, like the current feminine products, like hygiene products industry is like terrible at, because like the kind of stuff that's in pads and tampons like is terrible and like unregulated, and we really probably should be using 100% cotton shit, because like. I actually did get what I'm using right now. I got some tampons that are 100% cotton, but they're like, I don't know what they're called. I did get them. That's like one time I deviated and I was like, let's try these. And they're okay.
They're okay, but I'm like, oh, I know they're there and I don't want to know they're there.
It felt good knowing that I didn't put cyanide in my vagina. I don't know that that's supposedly what's in tampons, but probably. I'm not a scientist.
Cyanide adjacent.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist. I never said I was a scientist. So, so she gives her pad and Emma goes in there and, I think Paige mentions like, you can go to like the office or whatever to get, like they have them at the office too. And Emma's like, what am I supposed to do? Like ask Mr. Radich, like, hey, Mr. Radich, can I have a maxi pad? Paige is like, mini. What is a mini pad?
No, she said something else. I forgot what she said. She didn't say mini. She said something. No, it was because I remember hearing it. It was like something like tragic. Like it was like something along those lines of like some like one of those like, one liners being like oh tragic.
But it wasn't. She's literally said. Emma said, "Can I have Mr. Radich? Can I have a maxi pad?" And Paige goes mini. And then even Emma corrects herself and she's like, mini pad. Like, she says mini pad. I'm like, what the fuck is a mini pad? I was like, a panty liner? That's a difference. It's not a pad. They ain't gonna do shit.
I don't know. I don't know what panty liners are doing for people, but.
Okay. Shout out to our listener. Reach out to us. What is a mini pad? Is that a Canadian thing? Because I'm like, okay, so there's different absorbencies, like, but that has nothing to do with, like, size and more to do with just, like, where you are on your period or how much.
Like a regular, like, you know, they're not panty liners, but they're not like maxi pads. I feel like they're more like the regular.
It's just interesting she said mini pad, because I was like, what is that? Like, I've never seen a mini pad in my life. But I don't know, maybe it's a Canadian thing. But Paige is like, it's like, she's like, da-da-da. Like they're like, you know, Emma's like, oh, no, I still want to be a kid. And Paige is like, you're still a kid. You'll get boobs now. They're actually really great.
It's like, hey, everybody, if you forgot, Paige is the slut. Like, she's the slut of the show.
She has titties. And Emma's like, what she said, she's like, I just don't want to, like, change. I don't want to. And Paige is like, turn into me. You wish.
I love how
and she, like, lets out another little fart.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Paige is like, Emma had no intention to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to turn it to you. She had no intention to say that. But Paige is like, me? Is that what you're thinking? And it was like,
not really. Okay. So like, Manny comes back. She goes running back in there. And she had like a giant pair of shorts that Emma now has to wear. So in Quan's class, yeah, Emma.
She also had like, she had like a box of tissues. She had like all the, she had like a fucking like DIY like arts and crafts kit.
She did. Oh, Manny. Manny's just, I wish we had gotten like another scene of Manny just like running around the school trying to like get like shit.
Yeah.
She's exactly. On like a quest. She's like, just like running. In Quan's class, Emma and Manny run in late to deliver their book report. And Manny literally has to hold up. So funny. She's a hold her shorts up while they present because they're so big. So they're like, Emma's like trying to keep it cool, do her little report. And JT, of course, starts to, like, make jokes about Emma's pants and, like, oh, did you pee yourself? And, like, you know, being an asshole. And finally, Emma's like, no, I have my period. My first one. It's something that 50% of the population has. You know, she kind of goes on her little, like, feminist spiel.
Menstruation.
And all the boys are like, oh, Emma can have a baby now. I don't know. Why? I don't know why boys react that way to girls having periods. Like, oh, she's her period. I'm like, yeah.
Also, did you see Sean? Okay, I love... Okay, at first I was like, Sean's face in the scene, at first I was like, wait, why is he so excited about Emma's period? But then I think it was, I think he was more excited about like, ooh, Emma's like, Emma's really cool. Like, she's like, she's not like other girls. She's different. You know, she's like, she's outspoken and like, not like embarrassed about having her period. She's like, very like, she's like willing to kind of like put JT in his place and like say it in front of the entire class. And like, in, you know, because Sean's like the bad boy rebel, he's like, oh, like Emma's not just like a smarty pants, like she's a rebel in her own sense.
And
that's why I like her.
Yeah, that's totally it. He's just like, yeah, this is my girl. Like, wow, she really just like told the whole class she got her period. That's something I would do if I had mine.
Yes. And that's why Sean is, I want to like give, I'm trying to think of like some like cool title to give like the heartthrob of the episode. Like, Sean is the heartthrob of the episode because of this moment. Like, he's not just like, oh fuck, like Emma's got boobs, like she's getting hot. Like, it's like he likes her for like the other shit, which is
yeah,
like,
she has depth. He's like wow, I bet she reads theory.
Yes.
Can't believe
that is why Sean is literally the fucking best in his early seasons and forever.
He's wonderful. After school, I noticed there's that girl on the Razor scooter. They show this girl a lot. She's like a weird sweater hoodie, and she's blonde hair, and she's like, she like looks back and like rides her Razor scooter. It's funny to me every time I see her.
I noticed some of these weird transitions. I don't know if it was this episode or the next episode. They're like doing these like kind of like cut throughs to kind of get to the next day.
Uh-huh.
Or later in the day. And at one point they were like zooming in on this one girl's like very
like sunglasses.
2000s. Yes.
Yeah, I peeped that. I was like, what the fuck's happening?
And then she like runs into school and I'm like, what? Or like walks into school and I'm like, who is this? And why was this like their cinematography that they chose? I don't know.
I remember I said it last week that like the camera person is like doing all kinds of extra shit that I'm like, yeah, okay, different, I guess. After school, so we're after school, and that's the thing too. Now I didn't think about it. They do that transition, but they don't even go back to the school. They're just at Jimmy's house now. So I was like, why did you show me that? Like, what? But anyway, at Jimmy's, Ashley and Jimmy walk into the apartment because it's like, oh, birthday dinner, but no one is there. And Jimmy is clearly the Lucy of this show. It's just like,
he is the Lucy.
Mm-hmm. He finds out his parents are working late again, and they tell him to order a pizza. I'm like, did they even know it's his birthday?
Oh, they forget his birthday? Pull the 16 candles.
Yeah. But Jimmy's like, let's just get it over with. Like, just break up with me, Ashley. Like, my life is already ruined. I'm not getting lobster for my dinner like I thought. I'm getting pizza. Yeah. So just fucking dump me. And Ashley's like, no, I don't want to. It's your birthday. He's like, oh, so is it my present? You're not gonna dump me. You'll dump me tomorrow. It's very pathetic. But he's like, get the fuck out of my house. Go.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Go.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm team Jimmy in this situation. Obviously, I definitely understand Ashley's point of view and, like, why she's so annoyed. But also, it's just, like, I think this is an important learning moment for Ashley, being, like, like, if you're obviously feeling this way, don't string someone along and then, like, you know, like, don't be that way just because you pity them and, like,
right.
Like, and be like, oh, like, he's gonna be all alone. Like, he doesn't really have a family. Like, not like me, but, like, he, like, is really fucked up. Like, I don't know. It's, like, I get why, like, it's really sucky for Jimmy and, like, very sad, this scene for him. Like, it's very sad. So, I kind of get why he's, like, so angry.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, kind of, yeah. Like, on his side for that.
I get that, too. Okay, so after she leaves, he sadly orders a pizza. He knows the man's name. He's like, hey, Antonio, it's Jimmy. I have the same. I was like, oh.
The usual.
The fact that he can call him by his first name and Antonio also knows his name, I'm like, damn, you order pizza a lot.
Yeah.
By yourself.
It's just like a boring ass, like, medium pepperoni with no wings, no breadsticks, no extra he's like, cheese.
No, Jimmy's no like, meat lovers. I like to eat my pizza alone, like me. Just a pizza. Just me and my pizza. No one else.
So sad.
Emma. So the next day, Emma is passing around a petition to get tampon dispenser installed in the girls' washroom. Paige comes through and she signs it, but she decides that she's going to try to embarrass Emma and be like, hey, Sean, like, check. You want to sign Emma's petitions about tampons? And Sean's like, I'll sign.
Yeah.
I love tampons. He's a feminist king. He's like,
it must be great.
Yeah,
oh my, he's like, God.
If Emma's behind it, it's great.
Oh my God. Like, Sean.
And Paige is, like, defeated immediately. She's like, my plan didn't work. She leaves.
Yeah. Sean is. Wow. What a great example to teach young teen girls. Like the heartthrob you should be after should be like this. Like, get you a bad boy, but get you a bad boy that likes you like this. Like, mm-hmm. When has a show ever done that?
Never.
Oh my God.
Like, Jordan Catalano wouldn't have signed that petition because he couldn't read.
No. Definitely not. Jesus.
So, Ashley's, like, at her locker and she's looking at photos of Jimmy and his, in her locker. And he's looking at photos of her in his locker. And they're both, like, looking at them and touching them. But he rips hers out. Like, fuck you, Ashley. So she goes over to him and she's like, listen, like, I just was frustrated. I overreacted, blah, blah, blah. She wants to talk, but they get back together. But, like, it's clear that Ashley is, like, the music tells us that, like, this is not, she doesn't want to be with him. Like, she wants to break up. And it ends.
Yeah, girl, you just don't want to be single. We know you, we know how you feel in those eyebrows and that haircut. Like, we know you need a confidence boost, okay?
Oh my God. I mean, but yeah, her eyebrows. I can't wait until her eyebrows are not like that anymore. It takes a few years, though. Oh, God. Yeah. But that was the episode. Are you ready for song choice?
Yes, girl. Let's get into it.
Okay, so it's pretty cut and dry for me. My favorite storyline in this episode was Emma, of course. She's growing up, but she's in that transitional place. You know, some would say that she's not a girl, not yet a woman. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. Britney Spears.
Oh my God.
Did you choose that too?
No, but that's such.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of worried that you were going to choose mine. So, but like yours is so perfect.
In my head, I was like, I feel like she's going to choose this probably because it's so like on the nose. I know. I was so happy because it did come out in 2001. I thought it came out later, but I was like, oh, perfect. And it's 2001.
Oh my God. That's perfect. That is. Mm-mm, chef's kiss to that.
Thank you.
My song this week, I went along with the storyline of Jimmy and Ashley and her just utter disdain and annoyance of Jimmy being around all the time. I chose Everywhere by Michelle Branch.
It's hilarious you mentioned. Like, I literally was just like, I was just playing that song like a day ago. It was like, it's stuck in my head.
It's a fucking bop. And listen, Jimmy is everywhere to bring to Ashley. When I close my eyes, it's you I see. Like,
like, literally, get away from me, though.
It's like, we just need, like, a different, like, a cover of Everywhere, but, like, in a darker tone. Like, Marilyn Manson style. Like, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is definitely of the tone of
that's Jimmy and Ashley. Fucking hilarious. I love that.
Yeah. And very much just, like, of that time. I think this one also came in 2001. Either 2001 or 2002, I believe.
Yeah. Those are both, like, very iconic songs of the era. Oh,
yes. Great choices.
You ready to go to episode 10?
Yes. Let's get into it.
Episode 10, Rumors with a U, because we're in Canada, and Reputations. Right. Air date, January 6, 2002. Uh-oh. New year. New look. Ooh. New page.
I see what you did there.
All right, synopsis. Emma accidentally starts a hurtful rumor about Liberty dating Mr. Armstrong, when in fact she is getting extra tutoring with him for her dyscalculia. Meanwhile, Spinner finds a bug in his school lunch, but no one will believe his story. Determined to prove himself right, he puts bugs in Ashley's food and is forced to take a job in the school's cafeteria as punishment. Oof.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is an interesting one.
Very interesting. And I feel like this is one of those ones that, in my memories, I feel like I mostly misremembered half the time. Because this episode is very confusing of what they were trying to say.
Right. I agree.
And I think in my child brain, what I took away was like, oh, Liberty's getting molested. Like, that's what I remembered. And that's right. Not what the episode was about or attempting to communicate. And it was not communicated clearly and very confusing. And their message was very unclear.
Yes. That's exactly what it was. Like, and I was like, I feel like this a typical case of Degrassi trying to do too much, like, in a very short period of time.
Yeah. And trying to do so much, and then also, like, trying to take on a deeper topic, but then trying to do it, like, trying to take a different way, like, a different storyline around it, and then, like, trying to talk about it, but then also, like, not talking about, like, a topic at all, and it's like, so, yeah. What?
I almost wish the B-plot of
Spinner and bugs in the cafeteria.
Right. I almost wish that they had just focused on Liberty dealing with a learning disability.
Yeah.
Instead of doing, like, this weird thing where she's, like, sees... And also, I mean, the way they frame it is, like, they're having an affair and not, like, you mean Liberty's getting raped by her teacher. Like, it's
Thank
not...
Thank you.
Like, yeah, it's...
Even the synopsis is, like, Liberty's dating Mr. Armstrong. It's like, what? Sorry,
Mr. Armstrong is grooming and harming Liberty. Let's
use the right language here. If we're, yeah. And then also, like, we're not using the right language because this isn't what was happening.
Yeah, they fucked up on this one. This is not a good episode.
It's not. And even watching it, because I saw something being posted about it, like... Because, you know, you'll see, like, storylines being reposted, like, Instagram or something. And you're like, oh, right. I forgot. Yeah, Mr. Armstrong sucks. He's the worst. And that was my memory of him. because of this episode. Because so fucking confusing. Like, oh, yeah, that nasty guy. I'm just one of the kids in school, like, hearing a rumor being like, yeah, he sucks.
Like, yeah, that's true. How dare he. When our cold open, Emma is going to Mr. Armstrong's class to hand in an assignment. When she sees him, like, through the window, and he's, like, he's got his arm around Liberty. Which, from my point of view, I feel like it looked like he was just comforting her because she was upset. It didn't look inappropriate to me. It looked like, kind of like he was, like, trying to, like, there, student who is sad in a very awkward man way.
Yes. It was, again, it was a very, I mean, obviously, any student can always not consent to any kind of touch. They have the authority to do that. But and if a male if a male teacher is going to console and touch a student, that is the very platonic, like, appropriate way to do it.
You know? He's like standing to her side. He's like kneeled down and like kind of like,
it's just, a like, very tap, Duggar,
like rubbing her, like, back. Yeah, it wasn't like she was like, it was like front to front or like some weird, it felt very like, yeah. But you know, Emma's supposed to be the Caitlyn in this show, oh my where God, it's like, you exactly. are just jumping to conclusions. But anyway, she sees it and she's like, they have like the bad music, like, ooh, what's happening
here? Yeah.
You know?
And I think, in obviously for us in comparison, the, what was that creepy guy in Degrassi Junior High?
Oh my God, Mr. Colby.
Mr. fucking Colby.
I almost said Mr. Like, Cosby, but also him.
I mean, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
But like that, like everything about that was very overtly like Lucy was obviously not okay with the touch, even if it could have been interpreted as something less than, like, it was very overtly being like this is a creepy thing. And so like that kind of like blatant thing happening there, and then this one being like, I don't know. What is it? I guess it could be up to interpretation. And so, it was very weird how, like, they, the kind, because again, it's like, hey, let's take the black girl. Let's get her to have some alone time with the teacher and see what happens. It's like, what is Degrassi? Like, what are they doing here?
Yeah, what
Pick
are they
someone
doing?
Else.
Yeah, why does this keep happening to, like, the black girl? Like, that's weird. So Emma sees Liberty in the media immersion like lab or whatever, and she's like, hey, what's up? And Liberty's like, just writing some emails. I'm like, to whom? You're 12. Like, and she's like really furiously typing. I'm like, who are you emailing? I don't think I really sent an email until I was like in high school.
Girl, no, I don't.
Or maybe if that, I don't think I was like emailing anybody. Like, I had email, but I didn't use it.
Yeah, but we Liberty have an email to like set up accounts for shit. That's it.
Yeah, but Liberty gets defensive when Emma asks, and she's like, "Are you trying to read my emails?" And I was like, "Again, who are you emailing that they're so like?" Liberty, we've seen you without friends. Like, who are you talking to constantly?
Liberty is definitely a boss babe. She's you already fucking know. Liberty has like 15 boyfriends from chat rooms and instant messengers. She's like a 25-year-old, like busty Tyra Banks from like Vancouver online, and she's exchanging emails with our boyfriends. So she's got things to do.
Things to do, people to meet. So Emma is like staring at Armstrong as she's sitting with JT, and she asks him like, "What do you think about Armstrong?" And he's like, "I don't know, like it's fine." And he's makes a comment. He's like, teachers aren't people. They're teachers. And like, I remember thinking like that. Like, your teachers, seeing a teacher outside of school is like so weird. And being like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, you go to the grocery store, you eat. I don't like that.
Mm-mm. It's, you can't unsee that.
Yeah. But Emma is still suspicious of Armstrong, especially when he hands Liberty a slip of paper and he like touches her arm. Again, it looked very like, well, because if you're reading and if you already are Emma, you're already suspicious. It looks bad. If from an outsider, it looks like he was giving her, like, I don't know, a test. I don't fucking know exactly what the hell that would be. But in the cafeteria, Sheila is serving up some sludge, also known as lunch. And Spinner, it's interesting the choice of bug in earwig. I'm like, that's not a bug that I feel like I encounter often or think about ever.
Oh, there is in the my basement growing up, we had so many earwigs because, like, I feel like I fucking lived in the woods with the amount of, like, shit that was in the basement. It's like bugs and stuff. Like, I was like, I feel like if we just left the house, I feel like it would be like fucking Jumanji in there. but I remember there were always earwigs like around the windowsills and stuff, like around the seams of the windows. Mm. So for me, I saw a lot of earwigs growing up.
That makes sense, because your house was kind of like in a woodsy area. Like, there was a lot of trees and stuff, like more than where like my house was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
but that's just my own personal experience. But I feel like outside of that, I didn't really see earwigs outside my house though.
Yeah. So he finds the earwig in his food and he like flings it and it gets like squashed by someone, but so no one obviously like really believes what's going on because he's just like, ew, it's a bug. But yeah. Manny asks Emma, she's like, something HTML, like they keep throwing around these like these internet terms for this fucking class. But Emma's distracted and she asks Manny, she's like, has Armstrong ever touched you? And she's like, no. Has he ever touched you? She's like, no, but I think I saw him touching Liberty. I think something's going down. But what she doesn't know is that Terry is around the corner and she overhears that something is happening between Liberty and Armstrong. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Rumor is starting and it's ruining reputations.
Oh, shit.
Spinner tells Ashley and Paige about this bug he allegedly found. No one believes him. Spinner's like, he tries to be like, there's bugs in the calf. But then Quan comes by and she's like, quiet, Gavin, you need proof. And he's like, okay, cool. This whole B-plot is so stupid. Like, I think compared, like you were saying, compared to like what is happening in the A-plot about a teacher possibly raping a student, and the B-plot is like, uh-oh, bugs in the calf. Like, who, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's that very, what's Degrassi does sometimes. I feel like it doesn't happen as often in modern Degrassi, but like especially like junior high and high, they'd be like, see, like, like when fucking, oh my god, when Rick was literally getting beat up by his dad, mm-hmm. and Joey was like, ah, my parents, they don't let me do anything. It's child abuse.
or like when BLT was experiencing racism and the B plot was Spike not getting a job because her hair, and they're like, see, discrimination's not good for anyone, like even white girls.
Yeah, see, get it? Do you understand white girls? It's really, they're like, now?
BLT got called the N word, but Spike got called a punk. Not cool to label people, you know. The same, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like roll Degrassi talks, like sit down, like, oh god.
Discrimination and bigotry is wrong. Even if it's about your hair.
Oh hi. My god. Hi. I'm Spike. I'm Amanda Steptoe, also known as Spike.
I'm Amanda Steptoe, also known as Spike. Spike is a victim of bigotry when she doesn't get a job because her hair is a little weird.
Like she's like, listen, I get discrimination. I get it. Like, just like BLT, people see me just for my hair. And they see him just for his skin. So let's end it now. Like, it's like if you or somebody you know has been discriminated against, call this 1-800 number. It's like,
God. So in Armstrong's, sorry, yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, that's exactly what's happening in this episode, where it's like, ah, see, like, don't start rumors, because, like, we'll get into it, but it's, like, the idea of, like, it's, like, don't say anything, or don't accuse anyone of anything unless you have proof, because you could ruin an adult male's reputation. it's, like, just, like, don't start, like, it's, like, even though fucking Spinner saw a bug in his food, it's like, don't take down the institution of the school just with one accusation. You need proof. And it's like, what are you teaching us? Like,
that's true. That's a good point, this? Because he did find a bug in his food.
Exactly.
And obviously the things he did after were stupid as fuck, but like he did find there was a bug in his food. Like that is a problem.
Yeah, it's a very weird, like, adult centered, like, telling of a story, being like, see, kids, just don't even try, because it's not gonna work, and you need proof. And honestly, where is the proof? So don't even bother.
Though in their defense, partially, of the Liberty Armstrong story, it also hurt. It hurt Liberty's reputation. Her,
of course, you know, yes.
She was hurt by this too. Yes. But like,
but again, they were doing this weird thing of like, rumors, molestation, like. inappropriate touching. It, like, it was like too many things at once.
Yeah, it's too many heavy topics at once, and like you're
exactly
like you just have training wheels on Degrassi. You're not there yet. You will be there in a little bit, but right now you're not there.
Exactly.
In Armstrong's class, Terry is like keeps staring at him. She's feeling weird, right? So Paige is like, "What's going on? Like, we're besties. Tell me." But also, it's clear that she just wants the tea. And Terry swears her to secrecy, but of course, it's like you're telling Paige. She tells her that she thinks that Liberty and Armstrong are like, now the rumors changed. Before it was like, Armstrong may have been inappropriate with Liberty. Now it's Liberty and Armstrong are dating at this point. And Paige is like, ew. So then of course, immediately, so then this launches like a huge game of telephone, right? Because Paige texts Hazel. It was our first time seeing Hazel. She
also, what the hell was it? Was very much like a Kelly Rowland, like using like texting something using Excel type, like like what was that contraption that she was using to text her?
Like that was the not a biggest phone. It was like, it looked like someone's house phone, like a cordless house phone that she took from her house, and was like, this is a cell.
It's very weird.
But Paige like texts Hazel. And Hazel's like, for real? And then she's like, mm-hmm. So then in our next scene, see, Hazel's on the phone talking. I don't know who the fuck she's talking. She's talking to somebody. I'm like, Hazel.
Sean, apparently, because that's what they traced it back later. She's like,
she was on the phone, but Sean was sitting on the steps. So she's walking, talking very loudly. But like, yes, Liberty Armstrong are doing it. So Sean hears this and he tells Spinner. And, of course, Spinner makes into this insulation. He's like, yo, Liberty Armstrong, like, yeah, they're fucking, he's, like, it's funny. Like, I'm like, this is not okay. Yeah. He tells Jimmy, who then messages her on, like, little iMessage or whatever the fuck, little IM, and was like, tells her, like, this is what's happening. He just says, Liberty Armstrong, doing it. So it gets to Ashley. And during a student council meeting, Ashley is being, like, super nice to Liberty because she's like, but it's very clear this is spreading because like, another girl's like whispering to her. Like, they're all like, everyone knows about it, but no one's talking to Liberty about it. And after the meeting, that's when Ashley pulls Liberty aside and she's like, hey, girl, this is a rumor going around. And
I'm worried
about this. But it's, again, to point out, because I think it's a sign of the times, the rumor is that they're sleeping together, but it's not that she's being raped by her teacher.
Thank you.
Which is like, ugh. But at school, I guess the news has come back to Emma. So now this is, Emma's confirmed, like, I was right. Because now it's come back to her. She's like, everyone's talking about it. This is true. Like, and so they're like, what do we do about this? Like, do we, like, tell someone, whatever? Like, they're talking about it. And Liberty comes in while they're talking. And they all just, like, stare at her. And, okay, I'm sorry. The actor who plays Liberty is really bad at emotionally running away. This is her second time we've seen her run away emotionally. And she does this thing where she just kind of stares. Like, she has no expression on her face. She stares at them.
She's got some dead eyes. Yeah.
And she just runs away. And it's like, are you sad? Because she did it again when, like, she did the morning announcements and sucked. She ran off crying, but it just looked like her, she had dead shark eyes. And she just ran away. It's really unintentionally funny.
I know. And she also, like she's, yeah, just her, we're in the very, I mean, I am Liberty, I've admitted that, but like her, like, she is very, like, she's the clunkiest of shoes, the baggiest of jeans, and it's like, the way she runs is very much like she's like clonking down the hall. It's like, oh, Liberty. Poor Liberty.
Tragic. Emma follows her into the bathroom. And she's like, what's going on? Like, we need to talk about this. And Liberty insists that nothing is happening. She has these, like, really bad fake glycerin tears. And I'm just like, come on, Degrassi. Like, they're like, they look almost like they glued them on.
Yeah. They're like, here's some glue. It's dried a little bit. Just like, it's like the glue that dries clear.
Yeah.
It's like, nah.
But she's like, but Liberty's like, no, seriously, nothing is happening, right? So Emma's like, okay, I'm gonna take it up myself to like find out who started the rumor. And I'm like, but the girl, it was you.
She's like, I didn't, you.
It was just you. Okay. But she's like, she's like, I believe you, Liberty. I'm gonna fix this. Cause of course, Emma just needs to be in everybody's business. Terry asked Spinner, I'm just gonna speed through the Spinner stuff. Terry asked Spinner about the bugs. Do you mind if we just like fly through the B plot?
Let's wrap up the B plot.
So Terry's like, oh, it's the bugs. And he's like, no one believes me. So he like has to bring bugs to school. He puts bugs in his own, in Ashley's, because he's like, everyone believe Ashley. He puts the bugs in Ashley's food. At lunch, she's like, oh my God. So he's like, I told you there's bugs in the food. And she's like, yeah, bitch, because you put it in my food. What do you mean? So he's like, oh man, I didn't think about that. And Quan shows up and busts him. He ends up having to work at the cafeteria because now they have to pay off of an exterminator. And he's like, but it needed to be exterminated anyway. And they're like, yeah, sure, Gavin. So now he's a slave.
I know, I forgot. I was like, wondering, I was like, when does he start working at the school cafeteria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like that's his, you know, whatever, who cares? That's plan, that whole thing, yeah, is dumb. So
that's how rumors affect him.
Yeah, you become indentured servant. You know? You start a rumor, you lose all of your rights. So don't start rumors, mm-hmm, about the school, because the school will get you. The institution, mm-hmm, will get you. So Emma starts to like work her way back through the rumor. So she goes to Ashley and tells her like, it's not true. It's not true, Ashley. It's just a rumor. And Ashley's like, oh, wow, no. So Emma works her way through all the channels. She works backwards, and she ends up in the bathroom talking to Hazel. Is she talking to Ashley still? She's talking to Hazel. And Paige walks out of a bathroom stall.
Once again, she is coming out. We need to start a drinking game.
Like, and one of the things, whatever Paige, you hear a flush and Paige walks out because she's shitting every, yes, goddamn hour. This poor girl.
God bless her IBS.
And Paige is like, I heard it from Tara. Ask her. So Emma goes to Terry. And she's like, okay, you rumor spreading bitch. And Terry's like, whoa, okay, like.
Bitch, it was you.
She was like, she's like, I heard it from you, Emma, right here yesterday, talking to Manny. You started the rumor, Emma. You. And the music starts, and it's like, oh.
Oh, no.
And Emma's like,
not me.
Emma has a full existential crisis. She's like, she's right. It was here. I was talking to Manny. I did start the rumor. Oh, no. So she's like, fuck, right? So it's math class. And Liberty is just like talking to Emma. She's like, moment of truth. And Emma's like, still hasn't told her. I'm like, Emma, you need to say something right now.
This bitch.
Like, of course she doesn't. So they go to, they go into class. And of course, everyone's talking about it. And yeah. Armstrong comes in and he's like, asks this class is about like, bedmass, I think, which is PEMDAS, what we called PEMDAS, and no one wants to answer, right? So he's like, how about you, Liberty, we've been working on it. And everyone starts laughing because it's like, oh, working on it.
Yeah, fucking JT is the worst out of all
JT's friends. is a fucking terrible person,
worst in these two episodes, man.
Mm-hmm. Everyone starts laughing, but just then Radish comes into class and he's like, Mr. Armstrong, you have to come out for a few minutes, which I'm like, if you're trying to investigate molestation, I think he's gonna be gone for longer than 5 minutes. Like, get like, your shit. The police are here.
The police are here. They should show up with the fucking mounted police at the door.
On the horses. They rode the horses into the school. Yeah. So he like pulls him out and he also calls Liberty in too. And everyone's like,
ooh. Which is also very weird.
Yeah, why would you call her out too with him? Like maybe separately you talk to the child first, then the Armstrong? I don't know. So Liberty's waiting in the office when Emma shows up, right? Because now she's like, I have to do something because it's gone too far, clearly. Mr. Radish is like, Emma, go back to class. What are you doing here? And she's like, I'm in the middle of this too. Which Radish looks at Armstrong like, damn, you have like, many, like, damn, wait, you're two?
Two?
Two students? He really does look at her like, him like.
I know. That's how it seems like, though.
Like, how much in the middle of this are you? Like, how many students did you get? Like, this is not, like, do we have a whole, like, I don't know. Radish thinks he has, like, ring. Right. Radish clearly thinks he has, like, a scandal on his hands at this point, right? But Emma finds Liberty in the bathroom and tries to, like, because she confesses she started the rumor. And she's like, listen, like, I saw you guys were being weird. I thought this was happening. And Liberty's upset. She's like, you spread this thing about me. Like, you know, like, this is a big deal. And it's when Liberty reveals that she actually has a learning disorder called dyscalculia. And that it's like dyslexia, but with numbers. And Armstrong's been helping her. And that's why they've been, like, talking a lot. And he's been, like, getting her through it. And, but then the tone changes. Now it's not about spreading rumors about being molesting people. It turns into a thing of Liberty, like, oh, she doesn't want people to know she has a learning disability because they're going to think she's stupid. And it's very important for Liberty to be the best. And then it becomes a thing about Emma being like, you're the smartest person ever. Like, why are you – why would you want to hype – it gets so muddled. I'm like, wait, what are we talking about here? And Emma's exactly. like, can I – I want to help you. What can I do? And Liberty gives her this amazing line where she says, go back to saving rainforests, Emma. Wait, rainforests and whales. Because when it comes to helping people, you suck, bitch. And she, like, walks out. She didn't say bitch, but, like, she should have said bitch yeah. and leaves.
She said it with her eyes.
Yeah, but, like – yeah. This last scene is so stupid because it's like, so is this about rumors or is this about being embarrassed about having dyscalculia? Why? And why are we putting this at the end? And honestly, why wasn't this just the story about it? Make it about dyscalculia. Joey had a whole storyline about his learning disability. Like, exactly. Bring that back. Let's talk about it again. It's been 30 years. Well, it's been 10 years. Alleged. Who knows? It's been a long right. time. Let's talk exactly. about it again. Like, it's still relevant. Like, and honestly, it would be really more it'd be an interesting take because the first time we talked about it was with Joey, who is like has been consistently not good at school. So it's like, oh, you know, Joey going through it. It'd be interesting to see like a student who actually is a straight A student and who's really smart and going through a similar struggle. How does that affect her? But no, let's make it about Emma spreading a story about a black man and a black girl, and she doesn't get punished.
Come on now.
And she gets no punishment. Fucking Caitlin. She writes a whole story about Spike being a pregnant teenager. And then she gets promoted to editor.
Yeah, this episode was just, again, it, like, where are we going with this?
Right.
What is the whole goal of this? Because it's like, coming out of this, as a child, I don't know what I'm supposed to think. But part of what's weird about all of this, especially when it comes to the Liberty and Emma's kind of storyline, it's like, it's kind of just being like, oh, see, look, kids, they just don't know, they don't understand things. Like, their perspective on things is always wrong and misled or misguided, and they don't really know what they're talking about. So, like, don't believe whatever they say because it's just a rumor. And so I feel like it was kind of the way, because again, that was the way it was kind of coming off, and they did a terrible, they should have just not included the Emma's viewing of things and how she was interpreting things. They should have just never involved that, because it's kind of coming across as if, like, well, you know, like, you know, nothing was really going on because Armstrong's a good person. Because again, it worked out fine, but mm-hmm. at this very same time, it could have been what Emma was thinking as well. Like, but it could have just as well been that, you know.
But also, it didn't even work out fine because there was still like a rumor about a teacher like exactly. molesting a student, and even though he didn't do it, like, people are still gonna think it's still like a fucked up rumor. I think if yeah. they wanted to focus on, like, why, because I think they're trying to do is, like, why rumors are bad and why you shouldn't spread yeah. rumors without knowing what really is happening, they probably should have gone with something lighter and not this. Because exactly. it's, like, exactly. because then it sends the wrong message of, like, in Emma's defense, even though what she did exactly. was, like, how she saw something that looked inappropriate. She probably should exactly. have gone to the source or gone to an adult, but she didn't because she's a kid. And it kind of frames it as like, well, Emma's bad for spreading a rumor. But I was like, but Emma didn't really spread a rumor. Emma saw something bad and told her friend because she was like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, it just so happened someone overheard her.
Report this?
Right. Someone overheard her and yeah. it blew up. And, you know, even though like Emma definitely has her problems, and I kind of trashed her earlier, but I'm actually going to defend her a little bit. It's like yeah. she didn't really like – she wasn't spreading a rumor. She was – she saw something and was exactly. contemplating saying something, and you're putting in the same storyline as Spinner, who like literally also saw something, but exactly. then decided to like to fabricate. He's dumb. It's just a dumb storyline. But it's yeah. weird that you would put it in the same storyline as like something so exactly. serious, because then it makes it seem like, okay, so if I'm a kid and I'm watching this, so it's like, should I not say anything unless I have hard proof? But then like a lot of times you don't have hard proof when it comes to this kind of shit. Yeah. You just have what you saw, which is like, I saw something look kind of weird. Should we look exactly. into this? Like, you know, it's weird that they would, yeah. like, why would they do that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, the fact that they decided to kind of drop this potential, like, oh, like, inappropriate touching, inappropriate, like, interaction between a teacher and student, and just, like, basically, like, drop that into the situation of the episode and be right. like, okay, walk away. Like, it's like, this wasn't the situation for it at all, and they should have done something much lighter.
Right, or you should just have a story about that. Actually exactly. happening, as opposed to being like putting it into a storyline about rumors, because then it becomes like, especially because with a situation like that, because so often when often as a man is doing something like this to a girl or a woman, it's already seen as just baseless rumors. Exactly. You're kind of what is it like, I can't think of the word right now, but you're basically perpetuating that idea that like, it's just rumors, see, like, you can't just believe, like, yeah. And I think especially like a post yeah. in like a Me Too world, it's like,
yes,
like, do we really trying to tell people like, see, this is just rumors, it's just rumors, it's just hearsay.
Yeah, watching it at post, in a post Me Too world, it's very much like, what?
Like, yeah.
And then because it's so, their message is so unclear,
right?
And you can't do that with like teen shows like this. Like,
you can't. Like, you're obviously, especially because yeah. this is early Degrassi. Like, I think the demographic of Degrassi viewers gets older, but right now yeah. it's a lot of middle school. Like, there's still kids watching this, and it's yeah. like, especially because Emma genuinely believed what she saw. She didn't just make something up. I think she seemed troubled exactly. by this. I think she really thought that she saw something inappropriate happening. And you're telling kids, like, when you see something inappropriate happening, you think, just, like, keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate, because, like, even at the end of the day, even though she started the rumor that was started was a problematic thing. It wasn't turning into this thing, like, oh my gosh, they're dating. No, she was, like, she already viewed this as something bad, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. Something inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's just, Degrassi.
Degrassi. Come on. Fuck. Degrassi yeah. talks, Degrassi shut the fuck up. That's what I think.
Sit the fuck down and stick to the basics, you know?
Yeah, you're not there yet. But anyway, song? What song did you choose for this hot mess?
I chose this song to begin with, just because this episode was kind of confusing, and even the information being said and shared in the rumor was unclear. But then talking about the show afterward and being like, no, this episode doesn't make any fucking sense, and it's even yeah. more unclear. I chose the song Blurry by Puddle of Mud, because nothing is clear in the 23 or whatever many minutes of this episode. Everything is very blurry. Very muddy waters, even with the band name
yeah.
included. So yeah. So, and it's a classic, you know, post grunge early 2000s rock song. And yeah. Loved cool. it. Still love it. Forgot about it until I was looking for a song this week. So that's the one I chose.
Interesting. I never heard that one, but I'll be checking it. On our,
yeah, it's probably, it's like one of those ones where it's like, I didn't know it by name, but I recognized it once I heard it. I was like, oh yeah. Oh,
okay. Sweet. So I went pretty kind of like on the nose. And I also cheated a little bit, because this song came out in 2004, so it's a little bit later than when this show came out. But I just couldn't help but use Rumors by Lindsay Lohan.
Girl, yes, you know that was, I was like, Should I choose it? Yes, girl. Perfect. Lindsay Lohan is all of early 2000s. That's just
eternal. She's it's like that's her whole era. But yeah, it's Rumors by Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. She's tired of rumors spreading. And I guess that's what they're trying to tell us in this episode, but fail to really send that message home. Both of these songs will be, or all these songs will be available on our Degrassi, The Next Generation playlists. They're linked in the description on Spotify and Apple Music. Please check it out. It's fun. It's been really fun choosing these songs and putting this together. So give it a listen. Message us if you have some suggestions. We can throw in there too. Next week, we have episodes 11 and 12, Friday Night and Wannabe. And Friday Night, Sean asks Emma out on a date, but the night turns into one disaster after another. Meanwhile, when Jimmy and Spinner are given detention by stressed Miss Kwan, they vow revenge by pulling pranks on her. And pranks are fun at first, but quickly turn cruel when Spinner decides to egg Miss Kwan's car. And in Wannabe, Paige starts a spirit squad at school. Manny, who desperately wants to join, starts to hang out with the It crowd and begins to question her friendship with her unsupported friend Emma. Meanwhile, Spinner, Liberty, JT, and Toby team up to win a contest.
Oh, we are finally entering into the realm of baddie Manny, hot girl Manny, whale tail Manny. Like, this is only the beginning.
We're hinting. It's like, yes. Also happy to get a Manny-centric episode because we haven't gotten anything from Manny yet. She's just been a side character. So I'm happy to see, we're happy to see some other characters starting to pop up. Y'all.
Exactly.
Keep listening to the podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe if you haven't already. And let us know, I don't know, maybe you guys have differing opinions about what we think about these episodes. Did you watch Rumors, Reputations and think that Degrassi did a good job? If so, defend yourself because you're wrong. You are wrong. Yes,
prove us wrong.
Change your mind. Okay? Because we clearly did not like it. But we have next week's one, we have three more episodes of this season. Hopefully we'll have some guests on before the season is up.
Oh, you mean three more podcast episodes?
Yeah, episodes where we have five more episodes of the full season. Is there anything you'd like to plug before we say goodbye?
Nope, just you can follow me on all YouTube as well as Instagram at Lauren's China Life. Again, summer, hot girl summer, Lauren 2021 is about to pop out of here.
Yes.
AKA, I have nothing better to do than to post on social media, so it's gonna get crazy, you guys, even more crazy than a pitcher of margaritas and a half on a Tuesday night. So get ready.
Ooh, can't wait for her. Can't wait to see her. And you guys can find me on Twitter at Seyniq. It's SeyniQue. On Instagram at Sey_Smythe. It's Sey_Smythe. And I guess on TikTok too. Almighty_Smyther. It's Almighty_Smyther. And check out We Die First, my other podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many sirens today.
Cue the sirens.
I know. They're going to arrest me. Hope not. guys, keep listening. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. Really appreciate it. And as always, we'll catch you later, Broomheads.
Bye, Broomheads.